Hello, patrons. Welcome to the Oddballs Post Show, where we talk about what 2 hours of nonsense looks like when you're done with it. So, yeah, let's jump into this. Weird stuff happened today, and we even had a lore dump. There was actually a bunch of backstory, not specific backstory, but some. What are your guys' thoughts? Where are you at right now? What's going through your head?
More questions.
Yeah, like what?
Same ones, really. But at least we know who Alistair is and kind of the deal with these government people that have been watching
us. We don't know. He answered that in such a roundabout way.
That we don't know if that's real. Like we have an answer, but we don't even know if it's the real answer.
That's the thing. Nothing he was we're looking for the balls. That's essentially what he said is we've been looking for the balls for a very long time. Great. But why? What are they? Yeah. What's the point of them? Dude.
Yeah.
There's so much that he didn't answer.
Just for the recap of what he said specifically is he said that he is Alistair Wolf's grandson and that his grandfather is wanted by the FBI and that he works for a branch of the FBI called Sector 7 and that it was originally formed in the 30s to fight the Nazis under a different name, whatever that means. And it was because the Nazis were into the occult, and so they thought that they could stop them. But at the end of the day, they didn't find anything, and there was no occult magic or whatever. But scientists the Nazis had, this task force was assigned to them instead. And for whatever reason, who knows what, but those scientists eventually created what you guys know as the balls. And in a freak accident, they were lost. He didn't explain anything about that. And he said that their division was assigned with finding the balls and they couldn't. And they stopped working on the project in the 80s. I actually have an actual date here, but I didn't tell you. So because it didn't make any sense to be and this is the date. They actually stopped it, right? But there is a date. They ceased working on the project in the 80s, but he and a few people still remain just in case the balls pop up somewhere. But that's literally all he said. And he's now they're here and he really doesn't know what to do because no one has ever seen these since the 50s when they vanished.
Yeah. Which is the whole thing to track the balls, but they didn't actually find the balls until we found them. So it's like they just showed up. Yeah. And then Fern showed up and had her kind of time travel thing.
You would say that. Yeah. I wonder, if the balls have anything to do with what's happening with Fern and how she just randomly shows up places.
Yeah.
Just randomly pops into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the weirdest part is that she didn't even need the balls. She was just suddenly, as far as she knew, she was just suddenly transported after passing out after hitting a tree. That's true. Very weird.
Up until this point, whatever's going on with you, it's less and less involved with the actual possession of the balls. Mm-hmm. Whatever's happening to you, the more time that goes on, the crazier it gets. That's definitely true.
Because
at first it was whatever that noise was, but the noise was associated with tracking the balls. So maybe that is something to do. Whatever it is, it definitely is associated with. Yeah. Which is probably how old Alistair found you guys to begin with.
Yeah. Then if we do figure out what the balls are, the story of it, we still got to figure out how to use them and how to get Fern out of whatever she's stuck in. And maybe the more time that she spends away from the balls, it spirals out of control more and we'll see her less and less. Who knows?
That's quite possible. Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah. She's slipping away into another dimension and there'll come a point where if the balls aren't found soon enough, she'll just be gone entirely.
Yep. Yeah.
What freaks me out is that, her brother's there and also another version of her is there or some other Fern, maybe some person masquerading as Fern, telling them that Fern will appear in this spot.
Or maybe it's alternate timeline Fern.
Alternate dimension Fern had to have known. Frank came over and was like, you told me to meet you here.
And
Fern has no recollection of this person.
But I think you're about to tell him, right? But I mean, this seems like the beginning of that storyline. So you're going to be there for like 2 weeks and then tell him to meet you back at the place.
Yeah. Which is why it's like, that's why she was like, it's like a wormhole. It's like there's some kind of time loop going on.
Time travel involved. I want to see Jesse's notes after this. And
there's got to be time travel involved.
Okay, this has to happen and this has to happen.
It has to be.
Yeah, it's
tell ourselves this.
He did say 3 weeks ago he found you in a forest. And some dude who looks like him just found you in a forest, so we'll see.
Wait a minute.
Oh my god! I didn't think of that.
Are you going to tell yourself where to find yourself? Oh my god.
But it hasn't even been 3 weeks. Like, it hasn't even been that long, has it?
Time is an invention. Oh my god.
Time is a construct.
Time is a construct. Nothing follows the rules.
I hate this.
Oh my god, I didn't even think of that. Oh shit.
But maybe not, because we're not that far away from the place. Or maybe
also your brother, who's been missing for years, only showed up a week or two before you did, right? So
yeah, why is he? Why is he?
Eddie might be on to something, right? Octo might have figured it out. Who knows?
Mm.
Oh shit!
Eddie's the smartest dude in our group. I'm convinced.
That's just all the weed talking. He's just like, guys, the moon has a purpose. It's like, sure.
Guys, have you ever actually seen the other side of the moon?
Everyone's like, you know what? He's onto something here. Doesn't mean that he's smart. It just means he's saying
things. He's saying things. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you say enough stuff, eventually you'll say something smart.
Yeah, that's true. What is it? 1,000 monkeys and 1,000 typewriters.
Yeah.
Morgan, you finally got some answers. Was it what you wanted? Was it answers that you wanted? You seemed rather chill after he shared stuff with you.
Yeah, I mean, it helped a lot because nobody had been giving us any answers at all. But I definitely bought the story that he was kind of a dum-dum. So I was like, all right. Kind of like a foot soldier. I mean, the other Alistair, old Alistair, is actually more interesting now because he was kind of a badass. And he came in and beat up all those guys. And
true.
Which is interesting that, and you know, the guy's grandpa could come beat him up. So I feel like there's some like magic interest in there.
The guy's grandpa does. He did have a magic ring. He has a bag filled with crazy items that Clarence was going through. So there's something about Grandpa that is definitely interesting. I don't know what that is. I guess we'll have to figure that out. But you'll have to go on that adventure.
Is American Alistair associated with the other guys that were shooting up the house? I can't remember.
He wasn't there, but he was at the. I guess that's a question you would have to ask him. He was there, but he did tell you I wasn't, like, when you said you shot at us, he's like, it wasn't me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
I was like,
so he was present, but he claims that he didn't do it. So I guess you could inquire more into what you think he did. If you find him.
I got a question about him. Going back to us, like, not being smart in the computer room, we're messing with the sonar or whatever. Did it get to the point where you just had to be like, okay, here's a little something just to keep it moving because we weren't getting it?
what I thought, you guys went down the path of communicating with Fern, and what I thought you were going to do was go down the path of trying to figure out what the antenna was, and the antenna is something that picks up signals in metal. And so my hope was that Eddie would be like, metal, and then enter that. Or the conversation that Eddie was having with Fern, I thought that maybe you might stumble on it because you kept like just saying words. And I was like, oh, that'd be funny if they just type in a thing and then everything starts to open and then you had no clue what it was. But it was just going to be metal because the whole idea was just picking up the sound waves in metal. And in some way, the balls relate to that based on the like components of what the balls are. The balls, like you can track them through metal, which is why it's in a mountain. Right, which is why the facility's in a mountain, because the mountain is like made of some sort of ore that is able to sort of like pick up the frequency of those balls.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. But you know, character wise, I don't think you know or it matters to you all that much at this point. You're just like, we got out, so we're fine. Yeah.
Boobs. Totally.
Yeah, it's like, well, hashtag, areas that
hashtag boobs.
Jesse's got all this stuff really worked out. We just like skip over all of it. Now we're out. All right.
I do. I have a ton of stuff over here. Yeah. I have a bunch of stuff for Fern's adventure, and all of it is insane, which I can't wait. I have an entire bit about the skeletons that we still have not gotten to. So there's a whole bunch of like A, B, C, D plots happening. But a lot of it is you guys rolling zeros and falling down hills. So it's like, all right, I guess this is where we're going. Worse. And that's kind of what happens. So I'm like, all right, let's see where this leads. And so, yeah, I felt like since you all failed, it was probably a really fun time to bring a callback to the forest scene mentioned before. I was like, okay, well, if we're going to end up in a forest and you guys are going to get hurt, I might as well have Fern be hurt in a forest back in that scene from before.
Are we all okay, though? Is everyone alive and not off a cliff?
Yeah, no, they stopped way before you because there were three of them. They sort of like friction and gravity slowed them down. But because all the dust and the bush and the rocks and stuff hit you, it tumbled you down that hill. So I was hoping with your really high skill that we could have done like, you almost fall off the cliff and you grab on and you're like,
same,
don't worry,
here.
I'm fine. No, you slammed into
that
a tree.
That would have been great. That would have been great. I haven't made what would you consider a natural 20 in this game yet. I have not rolled that.
Yeah, I mean, a one is like the base thing of what you have to roll. A two is like, this is kind of hard. A three is like, oh my God, this is one of the hardest things ever. And a four is, this is impossibility. If you get this, you've transcended your bones and are now like a light being. Like, it's just, it's too powerful. So, yeah, you're being pure. If you roll a four, I'll give you. You transcend your body, Fern, and you become a being of light, and you now control reality itself. If anyone rolls a four, like a four is, the odds are insane for that. But
challenge accepted.
Yeah. I that's my promise to you. If any of you roll a four on anything, I'll be like, you are the greatest athlete and or scientist. Yeah, I'll give you a post credit scene where it's like, and then you went on to discover, you know, the cure for some terrible disease because you're the smartest person ever. Or, you know, if you become, then you went on to become an athlete. What? I'll give you that. I'll give you your best future. Yeah. But best. At the moment, it's shocking how much you guys have suffered at the hand of fate. Those dice are killing you. Eddie, I think you forgot that because we didn't have a resting period, you still were suffering from angry.
Oh,
and you
shit.
you always had a negative one the entire time.
Oh.
Yeah.
The entire time you're at a disadvantage.
I should have been RPing that. I'm sorry. My bad. I totally forgot.
It was very, very cute that you were like, I got this. It's negative one. Like, I don't
negative
got
one.
This.
Never mind. I don't got it.
So, moving forward, where can you even possibly guess this is going? Any thoughts? Any guesses? How do you think you can save Fern? Where do you think? What do you think Fern's doing? Is she in the future? Is it an alternate reality?
Yes.
Is she in the underverse? What is going on? What is happening? How does she get where she gets to? Who is Alistair? Why is he at odds with his grandson? What is happening right now? Hit me with your best theories. I'm very curious.
Mm. Well, young Alistair is a doofus, so that makes sense to me. I think Fern is in the future past 3 weeks before where she was before. And I think she's going to get a lot of answers.
Okay.
From her brother. Although, I don't know. What do you think? Because they didn't seem to really understand what you were talking about. So maybe that's just their life. They're just reality.
But he also said there haven't been cars forever. Like, there haven't been cars around here. He knew what a car was. What still bothers me is what happened at the very beginning of the show. What was that explosion? What did it cause? Why was this? Why? How does that figure in? Why are the two people driving down the road? Why are they? Why were they important? Why was it important to know what happened to them? As opposed to like something happened when the balls were touched. Something happened. Yeah. Some explosion happened. And something there was, I swear to God, there's a time loop, there's a wormhole, there's something that's going on where time just keeps repeating itself.
The ball's there before the explosion, or is that after we touched him? I don't remember.
The explosion happened, the bright light explosion happened as you touched the balls.
But it also happened.
That's the infinite for whatever happened.
It happened before we were introduced to the characters, too. And then it happened again when the characters touched it.
Oh, yeah. When they were playing the song at the beginning and then it came back to them.
Yeah. Some people may assume that that was just a storytelling device, but maybe Elsbeth is onto something.
Maybe there's a loop.
Jesse opens up his story document. He's like, yeah, that'd be crazy.
There was actually a loop.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then there was a loop. Good job. Me for coming up with this idea. Lol, lol.
I have a feeling we're going to have like a Alistair standoff and choose one pretty soon or something.
That's my God. That's also possibility.
We have had any reason to distrust either of them or trust them.
If Eddie's standing there with his fake gun and he's like, shoot him! No, shoot him! And I'm like, I don't know which one to pick.
I want you to know I'm going to find a way to write that shit in somehow. I'm going to have you be like, shoot him! And you can't shoot anyone because it's a fake gun. And I can't wait for that to happen.
It's a fake gun! Exactly.
I'm writing it in. There's going to be a moment. I'm going to wait till you forget. There's going to be a moment about that.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. I think Eddie is slowly getting dumber as the show goes on. I'm totally okay with that.
Lord. Oh, by the way, Ken.
No, don't bring it back.
You were gonna shoot that guy.
Look, I knew you. I wasn't gonna be able to shoot him.
But Where I had to use the gun. Loose cannon, man. Like Where? He is unpredictable.
Wow, you just like I know I you thought you were gonna be reason. Shot. I know you thought you were gonna be shot, but like God bless your inability to hold a gun, or else you would have killed Alistair and you would have gotten zero backstory. That would have been it. You would have had a dead man in an elevator with you.
I was like, okay, if I make it somehow magically, then the gun just doesn't do anything or he gets wounded.
I would have had you kill him. You would have killed him. And then I would have made the story. Old Alistair is like furious with you because it's the gun that he, that like, oh yeah, oh yeah. You would have had a, he would have become a, like, he would become your number one arch nemesis. You two would have been nemesis for the rest of this show. He would go out of his way to kill you. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Even if he liked the others, he would have been like, Clarence, I'll see you in hell. Oh yeah. It's been a whole thing.
But he's still grandson.
He's still his grandson, yeah.
Or so he says.
I guess you're right. Or so he says. We'll find out. Because he's still part of the group that shot up the place trying to get inside. So who knows?
A little bad blood there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking for a reason to shoot the gun, but maybe I jumped the gun just a little bit.
Hey guys, thanks for coming out. I'll see you guys later.
Bye everybody. All right, let's see. Yeah. Anything else before we wrap this up? Any other last thoughts? Final thoughts?
No.
No, we good?
I want to know more.
I feel like
we'll keep playing.
Jezebel knows Frank somehow. Mm-hmm. She's not scared. You know, it's like you always trust the animal instinct in anything. It's like animal instinct. They know what's up. If the dog's not scared,
I'm tracking dogs.
Worry about it. Right. So it's like she knows, she recognizes, but why? Like, how is that possible? It's very weird.
I guess we will definitely find out next time. I think that's going to be a big plot point. That's it for us. Thank you for watching. Thank you to the patrons for supporting the show and everything that JP does and all of roleplay. And thank you to my four incredibly awesome players. I love playing with you guys every week. It is insane. It is insane what you come up with. But, that's it, and we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.